listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. Detectives are offering up a $500,000 reward for fresh info into the 1995 disappearance and suspected murder of Tammy Dyson. The 23-year-old worked in the adult entertainment industry across Brisbane and the Gold Coast and was last seen alive in Currumbin on July 20 of that year. Detective Senior Sergeant Tara Kentwell says all proof of life inquiries have proven negative.
The lifestyle that Tammy was engaged in at the time, people she was associating with, her work, the fact that she left from the Currumbin clinic. So all of these things together just leave it open as to why this occurred and what happened to Tammy.
The federal opposition believes Queenslanders are losing confidence in Brisbane 2032. It comes as the Senate has today delivered its findings on an inquiry hearing into Australia's preparedness to host Commonwealth Olympic and Paralympic Games. The opposition spokesperson for infrastructure, Bridget McKenzie, says 1,000 days since the successful bid, we should be turning sod on key projects.
It has been half-assed and half-baked. These projects don't just happen, and we've got a plethora of projects that are going to be put into a very constrained construction environment. If we don't want to end up like Rio, decisions need to be made and politicisation needs to stop.
Meantime, the torch for the Paris Olympics has been lit in Greece with 100 days to go. And the baby girl attacked at Bondi Junction is out of ICU. Harriet's mother, Ash Good, was killed trying to protect her. Mourners will be able to attend Westfield tomorrow for a day of community reflection. In NRL, the Broncos are on the verge of a full-strength return with Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds and Brendan Piakura all recovering well. Haas could be back as early as next week, with Reynolds and Piakura expected for the match against the Roosters on May the 3rd. Forward Jaden Hunt, who's filling in for Piakura, says the return of these stars will be a game-changer for the club.
It just brings our team to a whole other level. We're going pretty good at the moment as it is, so, you know, with those players coming back, it goes to a whole other level.